This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. On the show today, you'll find out where book publishing is going and how to take advantage of it. How to identify and avoid publishing predators. What opportunities are emerging as the book trade evolves in new forms. How to avoid losing money, and much, much more. Join us now as a variety of publishing pros will deliver insights and strategies to take the author to the next level of publishing. It's your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author U and The Book Shepherd. And now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Author U, Your Guide to Book Publishing. And I'm thrilled to say that we're ranked in the top 10 podcasts for book marketing, which makes me feel great. And certainly all our followers as well who make that happen. Well, today we're going to do what we always do. And as you listen in, you're going to get a variety of ahas, insights, tips, and how-tos for your author, publishing, and of course, book marketing success. And our topic today is going to tie into that book marketing success. And I always love to pull a quote from my book, Snappy, Sassy, Salty, Success for Authors. And today's is author delight, completing your book and publishing it to the chagrin of all the naysayers who said you couldn't or wouldn't. So one of the ways of getting that publishing cycle out is really being able to talk up your book, to promote your book, to know the difference between publicity and promotion, to position your book, certainly distribute your book, and become the CMO, the chief marketing officer, versus what you did in your former writing, the chief writing officer. With me today is Claudine Wolk, and she is an author, she's a columnist, she's also a podcast host, and she speaks. Her books and essays and podcasts always provide fun and easy to understand information and entertainment for readers and listeners, and she calls Pennsylvania her home. Her latest book is Get Your Book Seen and Sold, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Claudine.
Thanks so much for having me, Judith. So happy to be here.
Oh, I'm really glad you're here, because we're talking about one of the topics I like to talk about, which is the promotion and the marketing and the difference between the two and when we get started out on all this. So I thought it might be kind of fun. I was looking at one of the pages in your latest book that had the headline says, is it marketing or publicity? And, you know, I think authors are genuinely confused on the difference between the two. And I don't know with the work you do with them, if you've come across that too, but I thought that might be a good one to kiss on as we start off today.
Yeah, I do find that authors, there are so many things that they're a little bit confused about, especially because as you point out, and congratulations on your podcast being ranked in the top.
Thanks.
That's amazing.
That's all right. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I find is that they are a little, they're so used to writing and they love writing and they love creating that when it comes to marketing, they feel a little stymied because it's a whole new discipline and they're a little intimidated by it. So what I tried to do in the book was, it's a very small book. It's a very brief book. I call it pithy but powerful. But the idea is to introduce everything that you could possibly do in book marketing and how it works. You know, not so much, you know, the itty bitty details, but how it all works and how marketing works, so that authors maybe can tap into the creativity that they use to write their book. They use that same creativity to market their book and find it a little more fun and joyful. So go ahead.
I was going to say, which I vote for, fun and joyful. I'm all for that.
Yes. And then, you know, if it's fun and joyful, then they're going to be more likely to do it. And their book is likely to see higher sales. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all want, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So right. In that exercise in the book, when we talk about the difference between marketing and publicity, and you probably do a better job on this than I do. I'm just introducing the concept. But the idea is that marketing, in my mind, are things that you decide to do ahead of time. And the publicity is the result of those marketing tasks. And the publicity piece is kind of like the action that has taken place because you've set out to do certain marketing things. What would you say?
Well, I think a lot of people think of it as if they get publicity, that's part of their marketing MO. And if publicity connects, then it will lead to the action of sales. I believe that's the way most people think, most authors think.
Yes. So having things set out ahead of time before launch, and then during launch, and then after launch, those are all the things that you're going to put on what we call a marketing plan. And it can be as big or as small, I guess, as you want. But knowing that there are things that you can do ahead of time that are going to help your book as it launches and then after, that concept alone is really, you know, something new to authors. Do you find that as well?
I think that's true. And I think that because they really are joined at the hip, these two things, marketing and publicity, if they do, but that the pre-marketing has to get done, then that would lead to hopefully publicity. So one of those, maybe we can just kiss on some of these things. One of those would be the creation of a press release. Now that would be the creation would be the marketing side. The distribution of that would be your publicity outreach. Would that be correct or am I wrong?
Yes. No, I agree completely. It's almost like the marketing is the noun and the publicity is the verb, the action part.
Okay. All right. So with that, using that in hindsight, and I've often said, and I just came off the annual publishing at Sea Cruise, and they all hear me say this, that the day you start writing is when you should start marketing. How can I think about marketing and how can I go about doing it? There's so many little things, but it's building your influence and your visibility and all those kind of things. So let's talk about a little bit of that side of it, the marketing that would lead to publicity, if we could. Do you have kind of a step one, step two, step three, Claudine, you like to recommend to your clients?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm very controlling that way. Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I have an accounting background, so I'm very analytical. And I, in thinking about this and wanting to help authors, because I got asked the question so many times, because I had written a book and self-published it and then traditionally published the same book in 2008 and 2009, I thought, how can I make this simple for clients? How can I make this simple for authors? Mm-hmm. And the you know, start at the very beginning, you know, like Maria von Trapp once famously sang, you have to identify what your book's message, audience, and hook are. That's your first step in marketing. Because what I like to say is that if you can narrow down all of the messages that maybe you're trying to share with your book, whether it's traditionally published or if it's self-published, and also nonfiction or fiction, if you can gather all the messages that you want to get through with your book and then narrow that message down to maybe one or two or the most important messages that you're trying to share as an author, and then put a tack in that. And then and then take a look at audience and say, okay, of all the people who could possibly want to buy my book, who's actually going to buy your book? I have a bunch of questions in my book that maybe pinpoint exactly who you picture. Close your eyes. Who do you picture walking up to that bookshelf what section of the bookstore are they in? What shelf are they pulling the book off of? What's their age? Is it a mom? Is it a dad? Is it a parent? Is it a student? Where do they shop normally? Do they buy their books online? What do they watch on television? What do they eat? Like, because if you can identify your person to that specific degree, and you can figure out where they are, where they're hanging, you can figure out where to focus your marketing efforts and your marketing budget too, because now you're identifying specifically where that person might buy your book. Okay.
I loved it, Claudine. I loved it that you said, because I do the same kind of thing. How critical the who is. And I do bring up, what kind of movies do they like? You know, what kind of TV shows? Mm-hmm. Invariably, pushbacks happen from some of these authors say, well, I don't watch TV. And so it's almost like the curtain starts coming down, that if they're not tuned in to what others are doing, even if they don't do them, they have a problem. I may be wrong here, but
yeah, it's true. But you know what? If they feel like their reader is not, or they're not on TV and they don't know enough about that, then move on to the next. What magazines do they read? What other books do they read? What radio shows do they listen to? You know, try to get it, or go on the personal side. What age are they? Is it a man or a woman or other? Go that direction. But there are so many different questions you can ask to pinpoint exactly who you think is going to buy the book. And if you can't identify who you think is going to buy the book, there's an issue there. So the last piece that I ask authors to identify is their book's hook. You know, what is unique about their book? What distinguishes their book from all the other books out there?
And with that, we'll be right back.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Is there a book in you? Or another? Author U shows you how to create, develop, and publish your book without being hoodwinked. If you already have a book out, you will find a supportive and brainstorming community that is connected and creative, no matter where you live. Author U brings in national experts for its book camps and annual Author U Extravaganza. It has regular meetings and delivers webinars for its members on timely topics. Through Author U's extensive network, members enjoy exclusive benefits, including significant discounts for a variety of services necessary to publishing. Author U is the premier authoring resource in the country, creating community, education, guidance, vision, and success for the serious author. If you want to create a book that has pizzazz, punch, and panache, Author U is for you. Timely author and publishing tips and articles are posted on its social media platforms, and it is free. Discover Author U, where authors go to become seriously successful. Join Author U today at authoru.org.
Welcome back to your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, your guide to book publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
And we're talking about marketing and publicity. And she had just kissed on some of her key steps: the message, the audience, and the hook. And I'm going to throw it back to her till my throat settles down. So Claudine, listen to you.
Gotcha. Okay. So with hook, it's what makes your book special. Again, whether it's a nonfiction book or a fiction book, what makes it unique? What distinguishes it from all the other books out there? And once you can determine that, and I'm just going to give you a quick example. Tina Turner, for example, she's a celebrity, and she wrote a book called I, Tina. The hook for Tina Turner's memoir, number one, it's Tina Turner. So already you got a hook because she's a celebrity. But she also promised to include details of her tumultuous relationship with her famous husband, Ike. So there was a second hook. So again, you have to identify what's going to make your book special. And armed with these three things now, you have all the messages that your book brings, and then you have a message that's an overarching message, the most important message. Then you have your audience, who you think is the target audience for your book, and then you have your hook. So armed with these three things, if you take the time to do them, you are in a great position to do book marketing, because those three things are going to permeate every book marketing task that you decide you're going to do in order to promote your book. And I want to give you an example. There's something called an elevator pitch. An elevator pitch is basically what it sounds like. You're in an elevator with someone and they say to you, "What do you do?" And you say, "I wrote a book." And they say, "What's your book about?" And if you don't have a sentence ready to tell them exactly what your book is about, and hopefully also who it's for, you're going to lose your first book sale. So again, the first part of book marketing is being able to come up with that elevator pitch, exactly what your book's about. So when I wrote my first book, it was for new moms. And when someone would catch me in the elevator, I would say, they would say, "Are you an author?" And I'd say, "Yes." And they'd say, "Well, what did you write?" "A fun, practical guide for the new mom." How many words is that? Maybe 6 words. "A fun, practical guide for the new mom." Well, if I'm in the elevator with someone and they are a new mom or they know a new mom, I might have already made a book sale. So the point is to get you excited about the fact that book marketing starts well before your book is completed and published, number one. And two, armed with the information about your book's message, audience, and hook, anybody could book market. And it's as simple as explaining in a quick 5-word sentence what your book's about. Now, there's so many things that you can do, Judith, as you know, in order to market your book. But I think one of the most important things to understand is that the book marketing can be done before the launch, at the launch, and also after the launch. And so many authors that I meet don't know that there are things that they can do before the book launches in order to promote their book. The first thing is just what we talked about, having an elevator pitch ready to talk to whomever that right. you run into to tell them about your book.
I've always felt that pitch should be 10 words or less. So you did yours in 6.
Words or, I agree. Yep.
Yeah, 10 words or less, and you have it. And I've also found that if you do it with a question, it also creates a double hook.
Mm.
You know, instead of, what were your 6 words for your fun, for your mom's book?
A fun, practical guide for the new mom.
All right. Would you like a fun, practical guide for the new mom?
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
Yes.
So sometimes when you can throw that question in front of it, you've already thrown the lure out and you can start the reel coming in. Because there's, you know, if you don't want a fun practical guide for the new mom, they're not your market.
Exactly.
Unless they know someone, or, you know, would you like to have a fun practical guide for the new mom? Or do you know someone who is a new mom? Now we're up to my 10 words. But that's the way to bookend it, to bring it together. And I found in all the book signings I've done is, like, I have a new book that deals with historical fiction, or it could, you know, go into women's fiction. And so the question, you know, I've got to the point is this: do you like historical fiction? Oh, no, I'm only interested in sci-fi. They're not my audience.
Yeah.
And so you can take care of it that way. But questions are very helpful.
Yeah, and it's super important to, such a great tip. And it's just so important to take the time ahead of time to really get focused on who your audience is and what your messages are, because you want these things at the ready. I can remember going to BEA back in the day and promoting for authors and saying, okay, give me your, you know, what's your pitch? What's going on? And there were just too many words. And it was just so much more effective to be able to stand there. Remember when you stand there with the postcards and hand them out to people for book signings? So much easier to just say, hey, it's a suspense thriller. Suspense thriller. Come meet this author. She's written the next best suspense thriller. But once you take the time to do that, and I always encourage authors to talk to someone else, like talk it out. Talk it out with a friend. You know, get to those powerful words. In mine, I thought fun and practical, like those are two pretty powerful words, and they really get to the heart of what you're trying to convey.
Actually, fun and practical could be an oxymoron too. When is practical fun? I mean, really?
Right. So. Exactly. But yeah, talk it out with a friend. Talk it out with someone like Judith. You know, just get everything out of your head that you possibly think this book could be about and who it could be for, and try to nail down those items. And like I said, the items are going to be used in all of your marketing decisions going forward. But then the question becomes, you know, what should I do? What should I pick to do?
Well, that's true. So in your book, Get Your Book Seen and Sold, you know, is it marketing first or publicity first? Or are they simultaneous?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, actually. But I would say mostly marketing first. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I talk about and spend a lot of time on is the fact that distribution, understanding distribution, and what you select for distribution is really a big part of your book marketing, don't you think?
Your book has to be available. You have to let people know where they can get your book. One of the great things for me, coming originally from the traditional New York publishing market, is that your book used to have much a broader window to get noticed. You don't have it now. You got to get noticed pretty fast in that marketplace. One of the beauties of the independent market and the self-published market is you can have rolling. I like that phrase, rolling marketing and rolling publicity. It's not just a one-shot deal. You can reintroduce it. You can bring it back. There's just so many things that you can keep this baby alive and not let it go stale. But what it means for the author is you are the CMO. You are the chief marketing officer, and you're going to need to do the work to go behind it. And I'm sure, Claudine, you've seen people just kind of digging their heels here.
Yeah, they don't want to do it.
Yeah, they just want to write.
That's it. That is so true. I just want to write. I don't want to. But it's
leave me alone.
Yes, but it will not sell if you don't.
All right. So you have, I'm actually looking at your book, and there's a page title, is it Marketing or Publicity? And is there, when I look at this laundry list of items, that some you identify as marketing, some are it's specifically publicity. For example, radio, TV, newspaper interviews are publicity. Blogger reviews, anything with the word review is publicity, by the way. Or any of these live formats, these would be publicity oriented. The other stuff is kind of the core where you've got to position yourself so you're findable. So you can do all the publicity you want all day. I'm kind of thinking out loud here. You can do all the publicity you want all day, but if your book is not findable, what good is the publicity?
That's it. And I think it gets very tricky, especially when it's things that you do before launch and things that you're doing after launch. And that was a big thing for me to learn as a new author too, the timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Timing's so everything. You just wanna,
yeah. Yep. Exactly. Timing's everything. And you know, our friend Brian Judd talks about exposure too with the publicity. Like sometimes the publicity that you get is just to get exposure, and some will lead directly to sales. And it's important to understand that both are important.
Yes. Well, they're all important, and there is a string that you can have to go along with that. But there's also kind of, when we come back from the break, I'd love to have you kiss on some of the things that newbie author, you got a book coming out here, say it's going to be available in a month. What should they be doing right now today? What should they be doing as a setup for that when we come back? I think that would be a good idea. And then the ongoing thing. The beauty, though, is I'm going to loop back to what I just said, is that as an independent author, an independent publisher, I'm not tied to mainstream publisher, let's say, they have their own calendars and formula, and you may no longer be in it. The good news is when you're in control, you can keep it going in for perpetuity. And with that, we'll be right back.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Discover the power of you and your book at the Judith Briles Unplugged events. Each summer, Judith Briles Book Marketing Unplugged unfolds over 3 intensive days working with just Judith. You get publishing strategies, author and book platforms, book marketing panache and pizzazz, and authoring tools to take you and your book to rock star success. In the fall and winter, Judith Briles Speaking Unplugged includes Judith as your coach and mentor during 2 powerful days. You will learn how to structure a speech, how to create openings and closings, how to find gigs that pay you and sell your books, and you will get one-on-one coaching. Go to thebookshepherd.com and click on the events tab to learn how to participate at the next Unplugged Workshop event.
Welcome back to your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Coming up, you'll hear more about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
All right, we're back. With us is Claudine Walk, and we are really talking about getting your book seen and sold. And she is the co-author of the book with the same title. And there's really some nice little cheat sheets in here, which I think is worthwhile. And one of the pages that I randomly just went to, is it marketing or publicity? It's kind of like the chicken and the egg. Which comes first on that? Well, you got to have the chicken before it can lay an egg. I'm just going to say that. But with that said, that there's some things for, let's talk about the independent author, that they're not covered by the big boys on that. That one of the things in the old days is that if you're, and 18 of my books have been with New York houses, that in the old days, you had a few months to develop legs. You do not now. With traditional publishing today, unless you're a big wig and you're going to have the support behind it, you've got like a 2-week window to make it. Otherwise, you know, it's next. It's called next. The beauty of the independent market is you can do rolling things all the time, and you can have so much going on and keep it alive if you will put your energy into it. And you do need energy for this, people. You know, you've got to have your own little game plan in putting this together. So I don't know if you have what you've done, Claudine, put together kind of a game plan for people. Where do they start? Is it the chicken or the egg type thing? Do they start focusing on publicity, or are things they need to get in their marketing basket before they have the book in hand?
Yeah, I think there's a few overarching things that you can do ahead of time, and then at launch, and then after launch, that basically give your book a fighting chance. And that's kind of what we're after here. Every author cares so much about their message and their book. They just want to give the book the best chance to be seen and sold. So I'll use an example for this latest book, Get Your Book Seen and Sold, and some of the things that my co-author Julie Marquette and I did. And hopefully it'll give your authors an idea. And one of the important ideas here is that you use what you already like to do in your book marketing. Social media is a big topic, and people feel that it's important to have a social media platform in order to sell books. And that is probably true, but you don't have to do every social media. Pick something that you're already liking to do or to use. If you're into pictures and Instagram's your thing, focus on Instagram. If Facebook is your thing, focus on Facebook. You get the idea. For me, I like to write. I'm a writer. I write. Writers write. And so I started, and I podcast, and I love podcasting, and I love broadcasting. So I started a Substack newsletter / podcast before the book published. So about 6 to 8 months before the book published, I had already started writing specifically about book marketing and publishing in my newsletter and podcast. And on the podcast, I was interviewing experts like you, Judith, and I was interviewing authors who wanted to give ideas and examples of how they marketed their book. So that's where I spent a lot of time. So pick the thing that you like and that you can spend a lot of time doing. The second thing I did was I wanted to get some reviews and endorsements ahead of time. So I did spend some time doing that, reaching out to folks. I took a look at my distributor, who was Ingram, and I said, "Hey, Ingram, you know, what can you do for me? Is there any place where you would suggest I do an ad or add my book to your catalog?" So there's a bunch of things that you can do, but those are some of the things that I did pre-publication. And you can see in the book, page 117, I have book marketing must-dos there, and you can pick and choose kind of what you like to do pre-publication. And then on the launch day, I did a bunch of things. I had things set up kind of ahead of time. So I booked a blog tour on women in writing, because women were my target audience. Women authors were a big target audience, and the age group was a good target for me. So I did a blog tour of over 15 blogs. So I was either interviewed, they did a review, or I wrote for them on a book marketing topic. And they all hit on or after when the book was published, because as Judith said earlier, listen, you want that book to be available when your publicity starts to hit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
So a couple other things I did.
Yeah. Let me just add, if you are premature, let's just say, I mean, I remember having a discussion, Oprah called her, and she says, "I'm so excited, I'm getting Oprah." And I said, "But you don't have a book yet." I said, "You need to understand there is a game that happens here. And part of that game is that you're not going to be, unless you're a big wig, a repeat guest like Dr. Phil was." That's how she built Dr. Phil. Dr. Oz was another one she built, and then she backed away from. But that unless you've got super fans behind you and all that, it's almost a one-shot deal going on. So if Oprah calls, or you know, whoever is out there calls and they want you on, are you ready to be on? Do you have the product available, that if people like it, what they hear you say, are they going to be able to get it? If they can't, it's called next.
Yeah, And you don't want to be just hoping that they'll remember my book and no, they won't. You want that stuff to hit when the book's available for sale, so they turn around and they go right to their computer or they go right to their bookstore and they grab your book, right?
Yep, that's absolutely right. You know, it used to be they didn't have the capability to buy books so immediately via their watch on their wrist or any of those other areas when they instantly hit it. I mean, I think all our habits have changed on how we buy. I mean, I go in books. I still love bookstores. I do lots of bookstore stuff. But that if I see it quickly, I'm usually on Amazon, bang, it's done, and I get it the next day. And yep. I think that's what our world has evolved to. So you have to be, you know, do you have an instant button? You know, if people hear you and they love what you're saying, can they instantly get you? Mm-hmm. It's an important question to answer.
Amen to that. Absolutely.
Good.
There are just a few other things that I just want to mention again. And the whole idea of Get Your Book Seen and Sold was to kind of the breadth of what is possible in book marketing. So you can pick and choose what works for you or pick and choose what's going to be for your audience. So my audience in the book, Get Your Book Seen and Sold, was writers, right? Writers, aspiring authors, beginner authors, that kind of thing. So what I thought would be fun would be, and a place to reach my target audience would be to go to some of the sites that are out there that target writers already. So I just want your audience to be aware that there are a couple of places where you can pay for them to send out information about your book. And one is called Bargain Booksy, or Written Word Media is the company name, but Bargain Booksy is what I used. So I kept my ebook, that's an ebook specifically to sell to. I kept my book, our book, at $4.99. And on the day of the launch and a couple of days after, I paid Bargain Booksy to send out an ad to their millions of readers who already said they were interested in the genre of my book. They were already interested in books about writing. So I'm reaching them through Bargain Booksy with an ad on the day of the launch or during the week of the launch. And that worked very well. BookBub is another site that captures readers and their genres and offers pretty reasonably priced ads that can reach, hopefully, your readers, your target readers. And also, this is kind of interesting, I didn't know that this exists, but it existed, but it does. There are people, let's say someone has a Facebook page and all of their folks are writers and they love writing and they love authors. And so they are what's called a Facebook influencer. And you can actually pay them to place an ad about your book on their Facebook page, which may have, you know, 30,000 folks attached to it. And now all of those people, again, targeted, all those people who already like books about writing are going to see your book. So those were some of the things that I did.
I think those are all good ideas. And also, you talk about Bargain Booksy, but there's also Free Booksy. And yep. I think if you want to get the Written Media, I think it's a great tool. And on Written Media, I mean, I just did a week ago a deal with the Free Booksy offering my new historical fiction free, the ebook. These are ebooks. For 3 days and to start the downloading, because we see it gets converted. People start saying, no, I just want to get the book. And we see conversions to print happen with those. So taking advantage of those, the Facebook ads, what do the Facebook ads run? And then, you know, on Bargain Booksy and Free Booksy, for their genres, you know, they're usually going out to, it could be anywhere from 65,000 to 150,000 targeted readers of that specific genre. That's my experience. So
You mentioned millions. I've never seen it go to millions.
Oh, yeah. Well, BookBub is supposed to be in that area.
BookBub
and growing all the time.
Yeah, BookBub, though, is more expensive.
It is. It is, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But if you do have the money, and that's, you know, where you really feel your target audience is, it might be something you could choose or not. I also like the idea of low-hanging fruit, and that I call it shake
your
tree.
Yeah.
Right? Look at who you have in your life who could possibly, and I'm not saying, you know, to read your book, because, gosh, I have family members who haven't read my books. But on launch day, for example, my husband has a very popular LinkedIn page, very popular. So I said to him, you know, would you mind congratulating me on the launch of my book? And that was something that would make sense to do for a husband, for a wife. Am I right? And all of his contacts were able to see it. So who in your life, you know, is good at this stuff or has a great following or is a good fit for what your book is and what its message is and who you're trying to reach?
So the push out, call out, shout out, whatever we want to call it, would be from him or someone. I mean, I do this for people all the time that say, hey, if this is what you're looking for, this is the book you want to get. But, you know, in the phraseology, make it work. We're going to be right back. Claudine Walk is with us, and we're talking about selling books.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Oh, what a night. Are you confused about publishing options? Do you know which printing option is best for your book? Does your stomach flip when you think about selling books? Or do you feel overwhelmed with what to do about book marketing and publicity? Get the answers and much more. Get them and from someone who knows publishing inside and out from both the traditional and independent sides, how to make a successful book. You can't do it alone without paying the price. You can spend your money creating a book that turns out to be so-so. Or you can create a book that looks and feels classy, builds your brand and platform, and is a success, a bestseller. It is your choice. You choose. If you want author and publishing success, you want Judith Briles as your book coach. Sign up for her weekly blogs and e-zine at thebookshepherd.com. The Book Shepherding concept is simple. The publishing world is changing, and so must you. You need an experienced shepherd and guide to collaborate with you as you create, strategize, develop, publish, and achieve your publishing goals. Publishing is riddled with obstacles, sometimes nightmares for the author. You do not need more problems. You want solutions. Dr. Judith Briles will shepherd you through the maze and chaos. At times, she has had to step in and rescue a book that has been sabotaged by a publisher, by a publishing service provider, and sometimes even by the author. If you want author and book success, connect with her today at thebookshepherd.com.
Welcome back to your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, your guide to book publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Hello again. With me is Claudine Wolk, and we're talking about publicity and marketing and things to build your influence and presence that will create
book sales, which is what you're after. She's the co-author of the book, Get Your Book Seen and Sold, The Essential Book Marketing and Publishing Guide. And what I really kind of like about this little book is it's a little book. It's not a 300-page tome, that you can really get into it from quick ideas to get your act together. And this is really important. And I mentioned to her during the break that I wanted to talk about some of the things that you need in a media kit. If you do not have on your website, as an author, if you're serious about getting recognition, building your fluence, and having the media recognize you at some point, you need a media tab. So what should you put on the media tab? Claudine, let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, the first is the powerful press release, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not just one. Yeah, just one.
Right. Okay, so then I'll throw it back to you, Judith. Why not just one?
Well, because things change, but it could be, you could have something for your reach and your local. It could be local author publishes 40th book, something like that. Yeah. It could be not the personality side, but it could be the theme of the book. Local author reveals solutions to blah, 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 blah. It could be, you know, those kind of things come out. And I always think it's a good idea to quote yourself in your press release. And the last thing I'm going to say about a press release is, you know, in the old days, we created them to get the attention of a journalist or a reporter or something. Now, you've got to have a little variation because there's fewer of them, or they're more spread out. Their time is more reduced. They're looking for things that they can copy and paste. That's why if you quote yourself in it, you've given the pasteable. Does that make sense to you, Claudine?
You're so smart. This is why you have the top marketing book marketing podcast, because you're so smart. You're exactly right. And I mean, these media folks, they want you to do the work for them. So if you have what we talked about in the beginning of the interview, when we talked about messages, your book is going to have maybe several messages. That means several different story ideas for the media who you're pitching, and all these ways to promote you and your book.
Yeah. So, for example, if you're a nonfiction author, you've got chapters, lots of chapters in your book. You could create a press release on each chapter.
Yes.
Or or press release. If you've got five essential tips that there are must-haves to resolve whatever you're dealing with. And I don't care if it's with widgets or technology or nutrition, that you can have a press release on just each one of them, referring back to how to get a hold of you. So, you know, that's just one idea. And fiction authors, you're not left out here. There's a lot of things that you can do because, you know, life has become, you know, the real life is stranger than fiction with what's been going on the last decade. So, you know,
it's so true.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be happening now. All right, so on a media page, all right, we have a media tab on our press on our website. Claudine, what should we have in that media tab?
Well, another thing that's really nice to have is an author bio, where you're telling the media where you've come from a little more in more detail than what you would include on the press release. Who you are, what your background is, what you offer, things that you've done, where to find you, maybe some story ideas, what you can speak to if a media person decides to interview. That's also and maybe like a nice picture, a nice updated picture.
Oh,
a nice professional picture.
How clever, one that looks like you today versus 30 years ago. Yes, we do want that.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to add in. Yeah, I'm going to add in. I think you should have your author one sheet in your media. And I think that you should have, for each book you have, a book one sheet that talks about the elements of your book. So they're all resting there. And I believe that you should create already ahead of time questions an interviewer can ask you.
Yeah, and that all goes along with providing the media with information to make their life easy And it's just going to be an easy answer for them to say, yes, we are going to either review or mention your book or do an interview free of you.
And I'm also going to suggest on your author one sheet or you may even want to put little images of media that you've already appeared in. That on the author one sheet, I would, and also book one sheet, if your book has been featured in USA Today or blah, 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 I would slap that logo on there because it's a credibility thing that says, oh, this person's already been proved. And it really does, you know, it has clout. And people who interview you, who feature you, don't, you know, if they would rather, if they had their druthers, not have someone who is really green and never been on an interview before. So if you've had that, we're not going to say don't reach out and do that. But once you start getting some positions and features, go in and pull those logos, you know, as featured in blah, 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 blah.
Yes. And so let me ask you a question, Judith. So for anybody who's listening, who's saying, I don't know how to put these things together, can I hire somebody to do it for me? What would you say?
Sure, you can. And I would have, there are people who actually do a lot of the graphics people I work with for books. They have been now trained to make author and book one sheets for each book. And I'll tell you where you start. If you've got a book one sheet, if you have if you've written a killer back cover, which I think the back cover for your book is designed for marketing, that if you've got that, that is what's going to compose the primary section of your book one sheet, which will have the elements of it. And just some of the things you may want to turn into bullet points and things, so it has that visibility. Or you could turn things into questions for it on that. And of course, for a one sheet for a book, you make sure you include all your ISBNs and all those categories and those things like that. But there are people, your graphic designers who design books often now include one sheets for author and books in their services.
I love that. And I think it's another thing to bring it to the beginning of our interview. Again, message, audience, hook, all those, that work that you do ahead of time, all of those things are going to pervade all of these marketing kit items. And there's some overlap too. So I just don't want anyone to panic because it's a lot of tools, but once they're done, which is kind of nice. But the other thing is, the information is going to overlap a little bit too. So everything's going to be used. Everything's going to be important information for the media. You're not reinventing the wheel every single time. And that's really, I think, what I try to get across to authors. Once you understand book marketing and how all these things kind of work together to get your book out there, it makes it much more exciting to get in on because you're not as overwhelmed and you're not as intimidated and it makes it kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And if you do also, if you get a couple of shows that you're a wow on or something, you know, the host may give you a nice little comment that you could add to it. But I think it's real important for media. You need to understand, again, who the market is you're going for, the demographics of a show. I know that I've done over 1,500 media interviews, and when the producer usually has me on before the host comes on, I will always ask, hey, is there any latest news in your area that I should know about? Because sometimes you can coattail to it, you can link to it. I'll never forget the time I was in Ohio and a horrible, horrible accident happened. And I was supposed to be talking about a really upbeat book. And it was absolutely the wrong fit to be talking about. And as I'm being mic'd up and I asked them, you know, I know what's going on here. I've also experienced the death of a teenager. And if with your permission, I'd like not to talk about the book you brought me here to talk about, but I'd like to talk about the grieving process and the death and the dying and the impact. And what I didn't know, and the host just in tears, literally tears, just nodded, go, just go.
And what I didn't know was the phone boards were lighting up like crazy as I started to talk about it. And I had finally written a book on it. And going through that, they ended up bringing me back for a whole hour show on it because of that. So I think that for media, it's important that you have to be flexible. You have to be absolutely tuned in if there's any breaking news. You know, that, no, that's a cliche phrase now, but is there any breaking news that really will be an impact on a community that maybe you can help with?
Yes. And I do think you brought up another great point too, which is, you know, consider all media, because you've got newspapers and you've got magazines. And I know we kind of shy away from those these days, but they sell books. They really do. Radio
absolutely
sells books.
They all do. But you shouldn't, yep, you find, but you want to find what your sweet spot is. We all have different things on it, and you better be prepared to say where you can get your book. I've always referred people, I know we have like 30 seconds here. I've always referred them to their favorite bookstore. And here's the line I would use. If they're already sold out of my book, and I know bloody well they didn't have it, but that's okay. But if they've already sold out of their book, they can order it, or you can go to Amazon or BNN.com, or you can go to my website and get a personalized copy. I would always do something like that to bring it around. But make sure that you've got a close and let people know where they can get your book, because they will move fast if they do. All right, guess what? We're out of time, so we're going to have to come back again.
That flew by. That was great.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Your Guide to Book Publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Bride.